Now, the rest of the story. In the world of aviation, the name Steve Whitman is magic. Not only is he among the greatest racing pilots who ever lived, he is the designer and the builder of some of the hottest racing aircraft that ever flew. Now we're talking pylon racing at 150 miles an hour plus, dangerous stuff. And Steve Whitman is demonstrably the best, winner of more such races than anybody can remember, many of which were won at all-time record-shattering speeds. What Steve Whitman does requires more than most men could ever give in talent, in better reflexes, in keener eyesight. And that would remind anyone who knows Steve personally of the rest of the story. For as long as Steve Whitman can recall, all he ever wanted to be was a pilot, and yet since early childhood, something stood in his way. It began as an infection in his right eye, not a serious one at first. He was 5, maybe 6 at the time, but there was inflammation and discomfort, which eventually became grotesque swelling and considerable pain. Steve's mother took him to the family doctor. The doctor said, yes, I have seen this before. He said there was only one medication he knew of which would alleviate the condition, a mixture of iron, quinine, and strychnine. And Steve must take the medicine regularly. The physician said he might have to take it at intervals throughout his life. Well, years passed, and the young man seemed able to control this strange condition, but then one day, the day he had dreamed of, the opportunity to get his pilot's license, and he went to the CAA, and he filled out the application, and he confessed. He had had this eye problem since early youth. Only one eye had been affected, but among the requirements for a pilot's license were 2 perfect eyes. Well, the aeronautics officials appeared grim, and yet they advised Steve that there were unique provisions in the regulations that might enable the young man to obtain a license anyway. A special flying test would be involved, but if he passed the test, if he proved to CAA authorities that his eye condition did not interfere with his flying, then he would be given a pilot's license. Well, Steve took that flight exam, and his performance was so impressive. Well, it was as impressive as his subsequent racing record would suggest. Flyers the world over know that name now, Steve Whitman. They utter it with reverential awe. They speak of his unparalleled pylon polishing in terms of the 2 remarkable Formula V speed records that he set just 6 years ago. Remember that. He set these 2 records 6 years ago. And in terms of the races he continues to win with the ease of an unfairly advantaged competitor. For there are 2 facts which make the incredible racing career of Steve Whitman even more spectacular. That he continues to race and to win, even now. Now. At the age of 85. And that in a hazardous sport, which would seem to demand the ocular depth perception that only 2 eyes could possibly provide, Steve Whitman has been polishing pylons in record speeds for more than 6 decades with a 20/20 left eye. And a right eye in which he has been since the age of 6 virtually totally blind. And now you know the rest of the story.